On the policy side, it's pretty self-explanatory. That's where membership of NCBA resides. That's where all the work in D.C. resides. And on the federation side, that is the Federation of State Beef Councils. That's where the being a contractor of the beef checkoff, that's where our states make a voluntary investment of their 50 cents, of their checkoff dollar, into the federation. And there is a huge firewall between twos. Money is never, never mixed. It is kept completely separate. And like you said, I've been on both sides. I've seen it how careful our NCBA staff is to make sure that things never cross over. But that symbiotic relationship is what allows us to do the work we did on the IARC, or the cancer report from the World Health Organization, or dietary guidelines. It takes both the policy side and the checkoff side that has to do with our research for us to make these claims, whether it's on sustainability with when we're talking to McDonald's, or whether it was on IARC and telling people that this was really not sound science, or whether it's on dietary guidelines, we can bring up our nutrition research and how beef fits into a healthy dietary pattern.
And Jennifer encourages cattle producers across the country to get involved.
We're benefiting from everything that NCBA does, and so I challenge everybody to become an NCBA member, because it takes all of us. And how much more effective we are in D.C. if they can say we've got 50,000 beef producers rather than 25,000 beef producers. So that's my challenge to every cattleman everywhere. Seriously consider and become a member, not only of their local, their state, but also the National Cattlemen's Beef Association.
Randall Wiseman, Southeast AgNet.